It's the afternoon challenge. Big Rob, you doing good, brother? You good?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm doing great.
Look good. We got Judge Pittman Show coming up in a few minutes at the top of the hour. We got a special guest in the studio. You know, we've been staying away from these in-studio guests, but today we breaking a rule. We got Precious in the studio, Precious Tillman, and we got Judge Pittman coming up. The professional swimmer, Precious Tillman.
Well, I appreciate that. Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing? Glad to be here.
We're struggling right now, but we're trying to make it, though. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
So you're teaching people how to swim where?
Muskegon Heights High School and the YMCA.
What?
Yes.
Wow. So what is that like? Because, you know, I know that's a tough job.
It's actually not a tough job. It's really fun and it's rewarding watching people not know how to swim and be afraid of water. And you see them get more and more comfortable and gain confidence, and you see them start to swim. So that's amazing for me.
Well, how long you been swimming?
It's only been maybe a year and a half or so.
And you teaching already?
I'm teaching already.
Wow.
I was a student last year. An adult class, and now I'm an instructor.
Rob, how long have you been swimming?
Ooh, 30 years, 40 years.
Well, that's awesome. That's good to hear.
He did that whole thing, the whole pool down there at the Heights. Like, jumped right in, didn't need no practice, didn't warm up.
Awesome.
Just jumped in and went the distance.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Wow, so... Are you guys open now for lessons?
We are. We are open all year round. We do swim lessons all year round at the school. So, but you have to register.
Okay.
That's the thing. You have to register. We need your information. And you can, if you can't get a form, you can call.
Okay. And what's on this form?
On the registration form, it's just basically the child's name and the parent's signature.
Okay.
And you can call 231-830-3258. And Ms. Jeanette, who is the director, will email you a form. Or you could just talk to her on the phone, leave a voicemail, and she can also communicate with you that way. So we try to make it easy as possible for you guys. Matter of fact, even if you end up with the form and you can't get back up there, you can just take a photo of it and email it to her.
What about for adults, though? You mentioned that's kids. What about for adults?
Adults as well.
We got to do the form with that, too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's the cost?
Okay. So if you are a Muskegon Heights student, you are free. Your swim lessons are free. Your open swim is free. Everything is free, okay? If you are not a Muskegon Heights student, then it's $50 for the lessons. Mm-hmm. But we also have scholarship assistance as well as grants. So if you live in a Nelson neighborhood, we have a grant for you that you can utilize. So if you have 10 people in your household who can't, you know, afford to...
10 people?
10, we will cover your 10 people.
You got a squad. You got a 10 people in your household.
First come, first serve. And if you're not a Muskegon Heights student, if you do not live in a Nelson area, okay, we have scholarship for you. So we just need you to communicate with us so we can help you because we want you here.
$50 not bad, though.
We want you here.
They can handle that. $50 not bad. Because you get to learn how to swim. Just $50.
And you get to have fun.
That's it. Just one $50. Pay that payment and you learn how to swim.
Oh,
that's worth it.
But we also have where you can pay like a membership, a monthly membership, where you can come and do the swim lessons. We have fitness classes that you could participate in. We have open swim on Mondays and Wednesdays. We have lap swim as well. We have a lot of things going on that I want for everyone to know about so I can see you there. I want to see everybody in the pool, in the water, swimming, and not just swimming, but learning water safety. That's important as well.
You're very passionate about this.
I am.
You've started to make me believe. All right.
Well, wow. I want everyone to believe.
So, you know, a lot of us are scared of the water.
Yes.
Including myself.
Yes.
What are some of the things we need to do to prepare to swim?
Well,
to learn how to swim.
For one, you have to want to do it. You have to get your minds together. We got to take our power back, okay? And taking our power back is just taking one step at a time and just educating yourself. And you don't have to be in the water right away to start educating yourself. You can just start the conversation. Just start having the conversations like we're doing now.
Okay.
Okay? And then you can come to open swim when you're free, and just start with just sitting on the side of the pool, just putting your feet in.
Okay.
You know, there's no pressure.
There's no throw you in the water,
there's
here you go.
There's no pressure. Any progress is some progress, okay, no matter how big or how small, and that's just what's important, okay? And I'm there often with my four children. I'm willing to help, and everyone that's there that's in the water, we help each other. So it's like a family.
That's good. Rob, when did you learn how to swim, bro?
You want the truth, or you want me to tell you a nice buttered up lie?
Don't tell me in prison, because I know they didn't have no food in prison.
No, not come, in prison.
Oh, okay, bro.
When honestly, when the big foe used to throw us in the Pablo Lake and shoot at us,
funny,
that's when
that wasn't in the movie. That wasn't in the movie, man.
I wasn't in the movie.
For real, though, when did you really learn? Because I mean, because somebody got to give you some kind of lessons, right?
Yeah, I learned when I was in foster care.
Y'all had a pool?
No, we didn't have a pool. We just was in programs. A lot of times when you're in foster care, especially if they know you're getting ready to get adopted and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and then you're an older child,
right?
They try to give you a lot of things to do, at least they used to back then.
How old were you?
Oh, I was about 4 or 5.
So you're
learning
young.
How to swim, okay. Learning the basics, you know,
right.
How to stretch out and float and
awesome.
Stuff like that. And then eventually they taught us to, you know, coordinate the legs and the arms and, you know, move, turn your head to the right or to the left when you're swimming and, you know, all that kind of stuff. The basic techniques.
So you got over your fear a long time ago then.
Yeah, I wasn't never really afraid of water. I loved water, you know, and I don't know if that has something to do with being born in February or what, but I loved water. But eventually, you know, it was easy. The more I did it, the more I became relaxed in it. One time I became too relaxed in it.
Oh, really?
I stayed underwater too long.
Really?
Because we used to have these contests to sit at the bottom of the deep end when we were younger.
Mm.
And you sit down there, and who can stay down there the longest and
stuff.
Who got
the biggest lungs.
Yeah, who got the biggest lungs, basically. And, yeah.
You almost lost
didn't
it?
Make it back up. I was trying to beat this one kid.
Right.
And, yeah, he had bigger lungs than me at the time.
So you found out.
I found out the hard way.
Wow. Precious Tillman's in the building from Muskegon Heights, but you also work for the Y. So how did the Y fit into this whole thing?
So Muskegon Heights High School and the Y are partnered up together. So the aquatics director at Muskegon Heights is the person who trains and certifies the instructors at the YMCA.
Okay.
So all of the instructors at YMCA and at Muskegon Heights is trained and certified through Jeanette Bitework, who is the director of aquatics at Muskegon Heights.
That's good. How many people can y'all accommodate? Are you looking for a bunch of folks? Are you looking for 10, 15, 20 at a time?
We're looking for a bunch of folks.
All right, folks, I need y'all to call this number. Give out that number, Precious. We want them to be packed up in there. Load it up. Ms. Tillman got you covered.
Yeah, 231-830-3258. You can leave a message. We will love it. We will call you back. I promise you we will. We will email you. Leave your email address. We want you here. We want to show you new things. We want to teach you new things. And we want you to have fun.
Say that number again for us.
231-830-3258.
There you go. And for the fellas, you've been trying to catch up with Precious anyway. This is the one way you can do that. Dial that number, and you'll get an appointment.
And you can come get swim lessons. You can come get swim lessons.
You have
absolutely.
An appointment. You have a one-on-one swim lessons with the supermodel herself. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's been hanging out with Gardena Crump for a while, doing modeling shows. Folks want to know.
Absolutely.
This is how you get to know. You go into the swim classes, and you do one-on-one, right?
I do want to know, if you request a private lesson, I am available.
There you go.
As well as other instructors as well.
Dial that. What's the number again?
231-830-3258.
Wow.
Now, what's the...
Go ahead.
What's the first thing you teach new swimmers?
The first thing I teach is for you to get acclimated. So just getting used to the water, getting over your fear. Yeah, just that. Putting your feet in the water, blowing bubbles, just the small stuff. And every time you conquer those little things, you kind of get the confidence to want to do something else. So, like, we would incorporate some float toys or some sink toys and say, hey, could you get that from the bottom of the pool on the shadow end? Okay. And they'll try to do it, and eventually they'll do it, and they want to do the next thing. So it's just step by step. Before we even incorporate the arms and the legs, we're just getting you acclimated and comfortable.
How long did it take you?
Oh, it didn't take me that long.
Really?
No.
A couple hours, 30 minutes, what?
Well, I was swimming somewhat at the beach when I was a kid, of course. And okay. So when I got back in with my kids, it didn't take long at all.
Wow. Tell me, what's the fascination with swimmers wanting to swim across the channel? That happens, and sometimes people don't make it. The channel at the lake.
I don't know what the fascination is with that. I can't answer that because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, Rob, maybe you can answer that one, man. We hear about it.
I swim when I have to. I ain't trying to do all that extra stuff. Right. You know, they probably trying the exercise of it.
What swimming. Makes you go under, though? Like, because they.
The tides, the waves. And people don't understand. That is dangerous. That is, you know, nature at its finest. And that's why no matter how good of a swimmer you are, no matter how long you've been doing it, life jackets. I can't stress that enough because accidents happen for a reason. We don't plan for accidents. Like, we don't know that it's happening. Right. Just like we get car insurance just in case something happened.
Right.
We get life insurance just in case something happened. That life jacket is your insurance, okay?
Right.
You get cramps in your
leg. We got to use a better scenario because folks ain't got car insurance around here.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, that is your safety net.
There you go.
That is your safety net.
All right.
Life jackets.
We appreciate you stopping by. Rob, anything before we go?
No, I taught my kids how to swim, and all I did was place my hand. We were taught this way, place your hand under their belly.
Yeah.
To kind of make them feel safe, and then eventually drop your hand.
Yeah.
And they not know that it's dropped.
And they're
And they're going, right? Yeah. So that's why I asked you about, you know, what is the first thing you teach them. That's what I do. I usually grab a person by their stomach, not grab them, but place my hand so they have that safety net they think.
Yeah.
And then I slowly lower my hand and move my hand, and they're doing it all on their own. And then when they realize, it seems like they want to sink in.
Yeah, they get scared.
Yeah.
So we have what we call pool noodles for that now.
Oh, okay.
We have pool noodles and flotation belts that we put around their waist
flotation
to help them. To help them stay afloat.
It's just a belt you put on.
It's a belt, and it has like three bubbles, and we take them off as we see the child or the person, you know, get better. We'll take one bubble off at a time, and before you know, they're down to one bubble, and they basically on their own, and you know, you take that last bubble off, they're doing it themselves.
That's cool.
My five-year-old daughter is on the deep end. She's swimming. She's jumping off the diving board.
What?
My seven-year-old twins
is
on the deep end, diving.
What?
They're doing it all. My son, who has autism, we are doing it all together.
Wow.
Together.
That's amazing. I'm about to come just to watch y'all swim. Might inspire me.
And to come get in the pool.
One day. I'm about to get my own pool.
Well, before you get your own pool, let's practice. Let's practice.
I don't need nobody watching me struggle in the water.
I mean, you should be all right, PA. You in shape. You know, you got the manly man body.
I don't think they got.
You should be all right.
It's about having air in your lungs, right?
But you
got to work up to that.
I got in the water over in Ghana, so I did learn a few things.
Oh, well, that was progress.
Yeah, it's probably, and it was on a rooftop, so nobody saw me.
Oh, jeez. Swimming also builds your confidence too.
Yeah, that happened.
You know how much you ride bikes. You can do 10, 15, 20 miles on a bike.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, if you swam, that's better exercise than riding that bike.
I appreciate it. Honestly.
I get that.
Honestly, because of you're using every portion of your body, parts that you don't even think you're losing, using.
Yes.
And when you start to swim, You have the small muscle group that you're using a lot of and stuff, and things start to hurt in places you didn't know was a muscle. Right. And, you know, it really does help you with your stamina, your
posture,
oxygen, all
heart rate,
yeah,
brain
all that.
Development.
Yeah.
Credit,
hunger,
coordination,
muscle, everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Balance.
Yep.
Yes.
Relationships, all that. It's just a miracle.
It helps you sleep well. It helps you if you have asthma. If you have arthritis, back pain, listen, this is medicine for you.
That's good. You're a good advocate for the Swimming Association.
Well, I try to be, because I'm in it. I'm not in it just because I'm an employee, but I'm also a participant. Me and my family is there on a regular basis, taking advantage of the opportunity that's presented here in our community.
There you go. Precious Tillman family, thank you for stopping by. You're making people believe, and you will get some phone calls, especially from the guys who've been trying to catch up with you since you're not on social media anymore. All right. Going back to more music. Judge Pittman is coming up in a few.